listening to.
You're listening to.
You're listening to.
You're listening
to. Again, you're listening.
You're listening to.
Active FM.
To Active FM.
To Active FM.
To FM.
To Active FM.
Hello, hello, hello. This is your girl, Ekwa, from the mode and the couch. Today, we are sitting with a semi-finalist, okay, of Mrs. South Africa. So you are at the hottest place to be. This is Active FM, where Christ music is hot music. You must be so glad I'm the one sitting here, because I'm honestly going to ask her everything. Because every girl has literally been sitting going, how do I even start? I mean, I'm thinking from all the way to application to everything, but we're going to do this. We've got Mrs. South Africa. I want you to introduce yourself, your name, and whatever else you want to say.
Hi, listeners. So my name is Tasneem Young Norris. Mrs. South Africa 2022 semi-finalist. And yeah, I'm excited and happy to be here today.
I am so glad. I feel like you even have to have the right name. I mean, Young Norris. I'm like, yeah, my goodness. All right, so what is the... I want to know, because, I mean, people are like, Mrs. I'm like, no, it's Mrs. South Africa. What's the difference with Mrs.? I mean, obviously, the obvious is that you're married.
Yep.
But what is the difference between Mrs. South Africa and Miss South Africa?
So Mrs. South Africa gives us the platform for married women to enter into a pageant. It's global as well, which is super awesome. So anybody from the age of 25 to 55 can enter.
Okay.
So yeah, whether you have kids, no kids, up to you. It's not about looks. It's not about your body, whether you're fat or thin. It's about being a bona fide woman, and they mention this a lot in the pageant, somebody that is real, somebody that is genuine. Yes. So if that is you, then this is where you need to be.
That's
and
amazing.
Next year, yeah, you know, women need to enter.
You guys might be seeing me in versus, you have to be married, hey?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Like, I've just missed the miss, and I'm not a missus yet. Oh, I love that, you know, because I don't know, but you know, Miss South Africa and pageants, everybody thinks it's plastic and it's one foot in front of the other. And I love the fact that you said you have to be real, you know. And so every answer you're giving, it's not world peace.
No.
Okay, so what is the one thing, if you won Miss South Africa, Mrs. South Africa, what is the one thing that you thought, listen, as I enter this pageant, as I enter this, what do I want to change? What do I want to create an impact in or influence or that type of stuff? What is it that look that you're looking at in South Africa at the moment? You're like, that bugs me. And if I had a chance, I'd love to change that.
Do something about it.
Yeah.
So for me, Abeneka, I think the biggest part of entering the Miss South Africa is, first of all, wearing the sash. And this sash gives me the platform to create awareness, which I'm very passionate about, is GBV, being a survivor, as well as a breast cancer survivor.
Sure.
So I want to go out and I want to talk to people about my experiences. Obviously, I'm not a professional, but everything that I've been through. And somehow, hopefully, either whether I save a life or in help empower a woman, I feel that's very important. Because a lot of us sit back and in silence, we endure a lot as well. And I feel that that isn't okay, you know. Come out. There is wonderful support structures. There's people that can listen to you. And I want to talk to everybody and anybody I can just about what I've been through and how I've risen from that. Entering the Mrs. South Africa, we were announced on the 5th of March. A few weeks before that, I'd entered and I kind of looked at it and I thought, is this for me? Isn't this for me? Because, you know, as a young girl, you kind of, you look at this and it's glamorous and all these lights and the crown and all of these wonderful things. And I want to be in Miss South Africa. And yes, I did too. But life happens. And, you know, you have kids and so forth, and which I did. And then last year I got married for a second time. And with that, and then I saw the Miss South Africa entrance on Facebook. And I thought, well, let me try it, you know, let me, you never know.
Yeah, I'm like, you're getting me excited. Like, I might just go on Facebook and do an application,
And so I did, and I got my response back that I've been accepted, and that was, was wonderful.
I can imagine.
Then you have all this nervous So, you know, that's what I want to do, is create that platform where I can speak to people. tell them my challenges, what I've been through. Everybody has their own, and yes. I know that, and everybody's as big as the next person. But for me, I want to share that with people, and if I can save a life, if I can help one woman yes. just out there, oh, that for me is everything.
I love that, you know. And I love that we can actually talk to you, and you said it's real. And I think maybe, I don't know, I've never interviewed a Miss South Africa, you know. I think as women, we go through a lot. And yes, we love the glamour. We love all of this type of thing. But the fact that now you're bringing it close to home, you know, you're somebody that's gone through things. You're somebody, because as we look sitting in our homes, you think, these people have no problems.
Yeah.
You know, they just walk up the runway and they look pretty and every day it's makeup and things like that. And I just want you to go into that a little bit. So from the time you put that enter button, you know, to say, all right, now my application is in. Tell us the process. So from them calling you the butterflies to when you sat for the first time as all the semi-finalists, how was that whole experience? Because I'm sitting as a girl, I'm like, I want to know every detail.
So that whole experience it still feels unreal.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways. So I got the information. I got an email actually that said, well, you've been accepted. Because with your application, you've got to send in quite a bit of detail. And then there was a 30-second video we had to do quickly.
Sure.
So they wanted to see and hear how you speak as well. So they chose the semi-finalists from that. And then that was, I think, the Thursday. The Saturday and Sunday, we were all taken to Empress Palace for a workshop, which was wonderful, just meeting all these beautiful women. Yes, we're all competing against each other, but they teach you that, and you realize that when you leave as well, that this is a big sisterhood. So everybody's there for each other. We've got all these WhatsApp groups going on, so everybody talks to each other, encourages each other, because you have your downtime where you feel like this is too much, or, you know, I can't handle this with my normal day-to-day as well. The Mrs. South Africa pageant itself, in the workshop, there's coaching. They equip us with all the documents we need, all the information, because pageantry is all about sponsorships as well.
Yeah.
So whether it's paid sponsorships or personal sponsorships, it's part of what you do. And one of my hardest things to digest was having to go out and ask people, you know, would you sponsor me? I'm your brand ambassador. Do you think I'm good enough, you know, to do that and for you to pay this money towards my sponsorship? And it's been a bit difficult, but at the beginning, I think, now it's a little bit easier for me because everything is there for you. They encourage us. We have weekly webinars. We get daily WhatsApp messages, texts, encouragement. If you need to contact the office, the ladies are there. They help us through whatever difficulties we have.
Sure.
They guide us.
Yeah.
So you're not on your own through this. And
I love
that is phenomenal.
I mean, after this, I don't think there's any girl that's going to be like, I don't know if I've got what it takes, because, I mean, I love that. I didn't even know, because there's so many things we don't know. I didn't know you have to get your own spot. You almost think everything is on a silver platter, but they actually are teaching you, as well as a woman, to be able to get out there and empower. Oh, my goodness, I love that.
Yeah.
And what would you say is the biggest thing you've learned? I mean, we all have an idea about Mrs. South Africa, Miss South Africa will be like, but now being in the process, what would you say is like a biggest lesson or something you didn't expect but you've taken out of the whole experience?
Yeah, for me, I think, gosh, there's so many things, and it's only been a month, right? So, but in that time, I had to learn to be an influencer, something I had an Instagram account,
but
I had a few followers, and that was it, and I'd post my little things, but not much. But now it's content, and we do content every day, because you've got to be out there. You've got to get people to want to vote for you, and that's one of the biggest things as well. And so for me, that's kind of been a little hard, because, yes, you put on this makeup and this lovely outfit and you get all these photos taken and it looks glamorous. It is to a point, but it's a lot of hard work that goes in. because you have to plan all of this content. You have to plan how and be creative.
Yes.
You know, and so for me, what's been good is using my family, my kids.
I was going to say, tell us about your content creator. I think that's the advantage of being a missus, because you have so much help. Your children, you know, husbands are there with cameras. They've never been able to. How's that, you know, tell us about your, how has that grown? Because now I can imagine you taking the whole family, you know, through this process. How has that now gotten you guys together or helped you? Just like, it doesn't even have to be something long, but
So my husband isn't a social media person. Neither is my son. Okay. So they're kind of in the background. But my 16-year-old daughter, she's my everything when it comes to this. She is there. She posts all my things, comes up with this creative stuff. And I've got the rest of the family, my sister, my niece. I've got friends that have come on board. And it's been amazing just to see people come in and celebrate me, you know, because... ultimately, I'd like to win the crown as well.
Yes.
But it's
and
not...
And we would like to say you will win the crown. We will be sitting here next time and going, we are sitting with Mrs. South Africa 2022. I can't wait. Listen, guys, we said it first on Active Events. So, yeah, we definitely scored another interview with Mrs. South Africa.
No, we're calling it. Definitely. Yes. Definitely. No, thank you. So it's not about just... wearing that crown in your head, it's about wearing it in your heart.
Yes.
And that, for me, is important.
Mm.
Throughout this, is to stay humble, have that compassion, have that love for people. And that is who I've always been, and I ultimately want to continue being that way, helping anybody I can in any way that I can.
Yeah.
And like I said at the beginning, for me, it's creating that awareness around cancer and GBV, and how, especially when it comes to GBV, where women never need to feel that they need to stay in a situation or in a relationship where they are not valued, whether it's emotional abuse or physical abuse, they're both the same, and it's not okay for any woman. Yes, you try your best to make it work as you know, as much as you can.
Yeah.
But it gets to a point where sometimes you feel that now I need to love me, I need to look after me.
Yeah.
And coming from that background for me previously, and if I look at my younger days as well, and also coming from a poverty-stricken community, you know, where it's gangsterism and alcohol abuse all around you all the time. So you see this, you see women getting beaten, you see women are miserable all the time. And I'd look at them when I was younger and say to myself, why are you staying there? I mean, what is wrong with you? Why would you be in this relationship if you're so miserable and you're walking around with a blue eye or your bashed face or whatever? It's not okay. But as you grow older and you mature, and also me going through my own experience, you kind of see it in a different light, because every woman is different, every situation is different. So you never look down at the next person and say, well, why can't you get up and move on? Every woman has their turning point where enough is enough. And it's okay for her when she's ready to do that, you know. But I also believe that every time you go through your hurt, your pain, your anger, keep that inside of you and let it make you stronger, not weaker.
Yeah.
Let it make you a stronger person. So when it's the time to leave, you get up and you leave.
Yeah.
And for me, that is very important.
My goodness, I love that. And you spoke about... the area where you grew up, and my next question was going to be, you know, for the young girl, and I love what you said when you said, you know, I don't know, I was talking to someone, I was in another interview, you know, you grow up and you're like, I will never be like that, and it is something you've just said, but then you grow up and it's different because now you're in the situation. Now, what area is that you grew up from?
I'm originally from Wentworth in Durban.
Wentworth, I have never heard of that. You know, so a young girl in Wentworth that is sitting there and thinking, I don't have a chance, you know, at this thing, because look at my environment, look at where I come from. I mean, people like us don't go up to you, Mr. South Africa, Miss South Africa. What would you like to say to her, you know, because you're from there, and I love asking you that, because now you can say, look at me, and this is what I've done, and this is where I've been. What would you say to her to say, listen, then, what is that? Yeah.
Every woman has it in her. You have it in you, I promise you. It's about loving yourself, being true to yourself, just you know, wanting to be better. A lot of what they teach us also in the pageant is that it's almost like an NBA when you go through this whole journey, because you find a lot of you, and I've already seen that in this month. I've been pushed, I've taken out of my comfort zone. I've been, oh my gosh, yeah. I've been. But at the same time, it's making me stronger. It's making me love myself. One of the other things is with my cancer as well. Previously, I'm in 4 years remission now, so thank God for that.
It's amazing, yeah.
Thank you. Is, you know, you go through this and I look at my scars. So I never thought that when I met my husband, I got married to last year, that he would love me for me. And I feel like I've been given a second chance in life. Because I've got all the scars from cancer. You know, you go through the chemo, the radiation, the operation that I had, the breast, in my left breast. And I found this wonderful man on Facebook. We're actually from the same area in Windsor. We grew up in the same area, but never knew each other.
This is like a love story. I think you come back and you just tell us about how you met and the whole thing, but that's a story for another. When you met in South Africa, that's definitely what we're talking about.
So meeting him and having him love me the way he does has made me also realize that my scars are beautiful. And going into this pageant is where I want to show. And I want to show women, you don't have to be perfect. None of us are perfect. You know, and it doesn't matter what you look like. Again, your shape, your body, they accept you with tattoos as well. So it's not about being perfect on the outside. It's about what you are in the inside and the genuine, bona fide woman that you are inside.
No, they've literally put that in you. I see. It's like definitely the genuine bona fide woman. And just, you know, last few questions. And I love how you've spoken about your strength and about, you know, and since they've been pushing you throughout this whole process, what have you realized about yourself that you're like, oh, that's in there, you know? Can be a good thing, it can be a bad thing, but you're just like, oh, I have strength, or I have, you know, I work well under pressure, whatever that is. But what have they, because I can imagine with this whole thing, because as the pressure is coming on, now you've got normal life, now you've got to do influencer life all of this stuff. What have you realized, like, oh, shucks, oh wow, you know, that's, what have you learned about? I mean, it's just 1 month. I mean, we still have to go through the rest of the process.
Exactly. So for me, I think it's been, I've always been scared of rejection, I think, and people looking at me like, oh.
I think
another scary part with being out there in social media all the time. I kept thinking, gosh, what if, you know, people look at me and think, well, really, is she going to be a Mrs. South Africa? And you actually have to learn that it's okay. Not everybody's going to love you. Not everybody's going to like who you are. It's about you loving yourself.
Yeah.
And that's what I keep reminding myself all the time.
No, you're doing it well.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, that is amazing.
So, yeah.
All right. So, last question. You've walked, you've done the dresses, you've done, you know, everything, the backstage, you've held dance with the, and then they do the announcement, you know, and Miss South Africa for 2022 is, and then your name comes up. What are you going to do? What, as you, your first interview after that, and what is the one thing that you like, by the time I leave this season, or, you know, what is the, I know we've already obviously spoken about, you know, the GBV and the cancer awareness, and which is something you've went through, which is amazing already, let me just say, you know, before you go into this question, I mean, I'm feeling inspired already going through, because it's taken away the pageanty. As much as we love pageants, as much as each and every single girl grows up and want to be in the beautiful gowns and things like that, but that bona fide woman is now coming through. So to anyone who is married between the ages of 25 to 55, my goodness, that is amazing. So you've already inspired me. I'm like, let me get that ring on my finger and I'm entering.
Please do.
That's the only thing stopping me now, you know, entering. But once you get that now that sash, it doesn't even say semi-finalist, it says you're it, you know, and you're about to travel, you're about to do all of that stuff. now what? You know, because it's amazing when we're dreaming and you're like, oh, I would love to do this. But what is the one thing when you say, okay, now before you hand your crown over to somebody else, no, this I've definitely done and I've changed South Africa for the better.
Again, for me, it's about that awareness.
Yeah.
I'm a very vocal person with everything, and I'm very open about everything that I've been through. And like I said, if I can create that awareness for women going for your mammograms, checking yourself to make sure, you know, your breasts, to make sure you that there aren't any lumps, just really creating that awareness, wanting women to go out there and look after themselves and love themselves. For me, that's going to be everything. That's my my biggest thing.
No, listen.
In all of this that I'm doing.
Already, I'm like, I'm going to be doing checks and stuff myself after this, because I think to some level, I mean, you're ignorant and you think you could never be me type of thing. And now you've obviously been in that situation and you're like, wait a minute, you know, I also thought it could never be me. And now you are actually in that position. So I love that. And I thank you for coming with us, with your content creator who is sitting with us.
And that's another thing, Benita, is my daughter. Yeah. You know, I'm 49 years old, right?
Sure.
So
wow. Yeah. You want to zoom in on her face. She does not look 49. Wow. 49 years old. That is amazing.
Yeah. So at my age and having my teenage daughter, it's also important that she looks up to me
and
she knows that nothing in life is impossible. And none of the challenges you've been through can break you or should break you as a person. You know, and you just keep rising and rising with each challenge.
Exactly.
And that's what I want to leave for my daughter.
That is
as
amazing.
Well.
You know, they say you haven't failed until you keep getting up, then that's exactly. I love that.
Yeah,
you've already spoken to the young girls, and now your daughter's got someone amazing to look gorgeous as well.
Thank you.
You know, so 49, I'm so glad you passed that through, because you don't look a day over 30. I'm like, my goodness, that's how I'm going to be looking when we get to 49. After I'm taking the crown from you. That's what we'll do. So you're looking at Mrs. South Africa 2023, yes, and you'll be 2022. Okay. Any last words?
Just quickly, for voting, please, please, please vote for me. You can SMS 475887. Tasnim Young Norris, one word, no hyphen. And also like the Mrs. South Africa Instagram and Facebook pages. Follow them, scroll down, look for my picture, and like my picture.
Oh,
thank you.
Lovely. You're doing this influencer thing so well. So yes, please, please, please vote for Tasman. Young Norris. I love the surname. this is the man that's loved it. So is that his surname?
My surname is Norris.
Is Norris.
And my maiden surname is Young.
It's Young.
Yeah, so I decided to.
Oh, that works so well together. Let me tell you, that's the definite winner.
Well,
that's
thank you.
Yes.
People tease me about Chuck Norris all the time. It's a whole, you know.
Young Norris.
So I'm like, we'll keep a Chuck Young Norris.
I love that. I didn't even think Chuck Norris. Now that you're saying it, I'm like, oh, I could see how they do that. Thank you very much, guys. We'll check you out on the flip side. Remember, Active FM, Christ music is hot music, where radio has never been better.
Like what you're listening to? Follow Active FM on all social media platforms, Facebook at /ActiveFM Online Radio, Instagram at ActiveFM 777, YouTube at ActiveFM, and Twitter at ActiveFM.
We've always been around. In the stream, he appears and will shine in a glorious day. See him,
you I follow. The story of my Jesus, the put him in a tomb. No, he could come around. But on the third day, to enjoy it, for you to dance it. Bring the horns!